Surah Al-Mu'minun, which is the beginning of the 18th juz of the Noble Quran. It also coincides that at the beginning of the surah that we have is the 23rd surah of the Noble Quran. In the opening verse, Allah Rabbul Izzah begins by saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, successful is the believers, or successful are the believers. Now, what is success? In a series of quotes from Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, that whenever wahi was being revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those near him used to hear the sound like the buzz of the bee. And one day they heard such a sound and they all were hoping to learn about the revelation. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned to his normal state after receiving the wahi, he sat down facing the Qibla. And he made the dua and he said, Allahumma zidna wa la tanqusna. O Allah, give us more bounties and do not decrease our bounties. Wa akrimna wa la tuhinna. And grant us respect and do not put us to humiliation. Wa a'atina wa la tahrimna. And give us and do not deprive us. Wa athirna wa la tuthir alayna. And give us preference on over our enemies and not give preference to our enemies against us. وَرُضَ عَنَّا وَأَرْضِنَا. And be pleased with us and make us pleased. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went on to say that just now 10 verses have been revealed to me from the heavens. And anyone who follows them in letter and in spirit will certainly go to heaven. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then recited these first 10 verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun. And in Nasai, in Kitab al-Tafsir, there's a quote of Yazid ibn Babnus that he once questioned Sayyid Aisha about the habits and the behavior of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to which she replied that it was according to what has been revealed in the Noble Quran. If you want a description of the messenger, then let me share with you from the Noble Quran. And she recited these 10 verses of the Noble Quran from قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And it goes up until أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. These are the inheritors. Now Allah Rabbul Izzah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Success is really attained by the believers. The word falah, translated loosely as success, has been used in the Quran and Sunnah on numerous occasions. The adhan, which calls the believer towards prayer 5 times a day, حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ, come towards success. And the word signifies the attainment of all desires. What is success? Attainment of all desires, as well as protection from all misfortunes. So it has a negative and a positive connotation to it. And success, falah, is so comprehensive in its connotation that it may be regarded as the pinnacle of one's desires. And the total falah, where no desire remains unfulfilled or complete immunity from the vicissitudes of fate exist, is not granted even to the great kings or the most revered anbiya. Complete success, meaning in that sense that you're totally saved from anything negative and granted only positive. In any case, there is an ever-present fear of decline in or loss of good fortune, or the apprehension of an impending disaster, and no living person can claim to be free from that. And this is evident that total falah cannot be achieved in this world, which is a place of pain, a place of suffering, where nothing is everlasting and everything must ultimately perish. However, this priceless commodity of falah will be available in the world or in another world, and that is in paradise, where the people of paradise will achieve and will be granted all they desire. وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ. They have all they call for. In the world, they will, in that world, in the after, there will be no sorrow. There will be no distress, nothing unfavorable. Everyone will enter there with the following words, Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan, inna rabbana laghafurun shakur, alladhi ahallana dar al-muqamati min fadlih. That praise belongs to Allah, who has put away all sorrow from us. Surely our Rabb is all forgiving, all thankful, who of his bounties has made us to dwell in the abode of everlasting life. So this verse suggests that in this world there's nobody who at some time or the other has not been affected by pain and anguish. You know, we can never say, now I'm going to live a life complete happiness. Nothing bad will ever affect me. Well, that's not possible. It's not possible to live a life completely free of any affliction. What is possible is to regulate your response to this. And in Surah Al-A'la, where the Quran says that falah may be obtained by purifying one's soul against sin, what does Allah Rabbul Izzah says? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. It is the person who purifies his soul has attained success. This total falah may be achieved only in the after. A person who aims at falah must not succumb to the temptations of this world. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ أَبْقَى. Allah says, nay, but you prefer the present life, the life of this world, when the world to come is better and more everlasting. So, what we gauge from this is that, in brief, total falah may be only obtained in paradise. Allah grants falah to His servants in this world, also in the narrow sense of the world. What is that? He grants prosperity and relief from pain. And in the present verse, Allah has promised falah to those believers who possess seven attributes mentioned in this verse. And it includes the total falah which can be achieved in the year after, only in addition to whatever falah may be obtained in this world. So one may ask that while the promise of total falah in the year after to the believers who possess the seven attributes mentioned in this verse is understandable, the common experience is that this world, the recipient of falah, prosperity and success, are generally the infidels and the impious person. That the people who have no regard for deen, yet everything is going well for them in this world. You know, if you look at the West and irreligious countries and people with no religious belief, yet everything's going well for them. On the other hand, the prophets and others who have sacrificed for deen all ages, they suffer and they endure. So why is this the case? Whereas Allah says that the muttaqeen, those who attain these qualities, they will attain falah. The answer to this is that since falah is to be achieved in the year after only, it is inevitable that everybody in this world, whether he's good or a pious man, or whether he's a wicked man or unbeliever, he must face a certain measure of pain and hardship. And similarly, every person, good or bad, has some of his wishes granted in this world, and in these circumstances, how is one to decide as to which of these two categories is the recipient of falah? The answer to the question is that it is provided by the fate which awaits them. Human experience and observation provides sufficient evidence that although the pious people who possess these seven attributes mentioned in these verses at times face hardship and tribulations, yet very soon they are released from all the stress and they achieve their wishes. And they command the respect of the whole world as long as they live, and then after their death, their memory is cherished and revered by all. So this is just a prelude to our discussion on falah. What is falah? And we then will go on to now elaborate on the seven qualities. Briefly, what is outlined? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about humility in salah, being averse to futility, fulfilling your zakat, protecting one's private organs. Those are some of the qualities that will take us towards falah.